Test 3. Part 4. Now turn to Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which young people are talking about the advantages and disadvantages of living in big families. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H, the reason each speaker gives for living in a big family. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker feels about the big families. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I don't know about you, but I love the idea of a big family. I am the youngest of three children, but having my siblings being several years older than me, I understand what it's like being an only child. No one to play with, since when I was four, I was into playing outside or with Barbies, but my siblings, they would have been about 11 and 13, were into video games and watching TV. I was always told to go play by myself, since I was the annoying little girl that didn't know how to play any of the big kid games. I think because of this, I want to have many children someday who will be close in age, so they'll be more likely to have similar interests and attention spans for things they like. Even now with my sister, we have different attention spans for different things. She could look at fancy dresses for hours. Well, I'm done after 10 minutes. But I could talk about hair forever, and she only cares for about 5 minutes. Friends and neighbors may come and go, but siblings are there for life.
Speaker 2.
I am the youngest of seven. I have many fond memories of growing up in a large family. Long tables with many plates and glasses. Lots of laughs. Now that I teach in a secondary school, I noticed that students who had at least one sibling are proved to have an edge in social skills. They are better at making friends, helping other kids, and more in tune to the feelings of others. Compromise and cooperation are just some of the positive results kids can benefit from having multiple siblings. These abilities help children build more positive relationships with one another. Many parents find that children with multiple siblings tend to get along better and love each other at an earlier age.
Speaker 3.
An advantage of being one of the youngest in a large family is having a bigger vocabulary. When you spend all your time around older siblings, you tend to use bigger words. However, you may not necessarily know what they mean. When a friend of mine was expecting her second child, she shared with me some worries of not loving him as much as her first child. I assured her that as you have multiple children, love multiplies. It's a wonderful feeling to see how much the love you thought was already about to burst can continue to grow with each new member of the family.
Speaker 4.
With a bigger brood often comes a bigger house. No need to fork out extra dough for a cleaning service. Get those kids to work. Every one of us had always something to do. I was in charge of the laundry. My brother helped the youngest brothers with homework. Chores, especially when organized, teach children responsibility. Children from big families understand the real meaning of responsibility. They learn that if they don't do their duty, someone else will suffer. Consequently, their moral development moves from self to others, taking root more deeply. They grow to be givers, not takers. These are only some of the benefits of growing up in a big family. These life lessons can be learned more naturally and help to create our character. Our families are what make us who we are today. Through their chores and their handling of responsibilities around the house, they contribute to the family's welfare. They grow in self-knowledge, self-confidence, and self-reliance.
Speaker 5.
I have many fond memories of playing basketball with my siblings in the garden. Often our parents would join in on the fun, and we would have two full-size teams in our backyard. This gives children great opportunities to practice good sportsmanship. Nowadays, it seems to be harder to find a 4-bedroom house, but you will need a 7- or 8-bedroom one if you have a big family. You can live in the country where it's easier to find a bigger house. It's also not easier to move because altogether there's a lot of stuff to take, so you need a van to move from one place to another.
Now you will hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I don't know about you, but I love the idea of a big family. I am the youngest of 3 children, but having my siblings being several years older than me, I understand what it's like being an only child. No one to play with, since when I was 4, I was into playing outside or with Barbies, but my siblings, they would have been about 11 and 13, were into video games and watching TV. I was always told to go play by myself, since I was the annoying little girl that didn't know how to play any of the big kid games. I think because of this, I want to have many children someday who will be close in age, so they'll be more likely to have similar interests and attention spans for things they like. Even now with my sister, we have different attention spans for different things. She could look at fancy dresses for hours. Well, I'm done after 10 minutes. But I could talk about hair forever, and she only cares for about 5 minutes. Friends and neighbors may come and go, but siblings are there for life.
Speaker 2.
I am the youngest of 7. I have many fond memories of growing up in a large family. Long tables with many plates and glasses. Lots of laughs. Now that I teach in a secondary school, I notice that students who had at least one sibling are proved to have an edge in social skills. They are better at making friends, helping other kids, and more in tune to the feelings of others. Compromise and cooperation are just some of the positive results kids can benefit from having multiple siblings. These abilities help children build more positive relationships with one another. Many parents find that children with multiple siblings tend to get along better and love each other at an earlier age.
Speaker 3.
An advantage of being one of the youngest in a large family is having a bigger vocabulary. When you spend all your time around older siblings, you tend to use bigger words. However, you may not necessarily know what they mean. When a friend of mine was expecting her second child, she shared with me some worries of not loving him as much as her first child. I assured her that as you have multiple children, love multiplies. It's a wonderful feeling to see how much the love you thought was already about to burst can continue to grow with each new member of the family.
Speaker 4.
With a bigger brood often comes a bigger house. No need to fork out extra dough for a cleaning service. Get those kids to work. Every one of us had always something to do. I was in charge of the laundry. My brother helped the youngest brothers with homework. Chores, especially when organized, teach children responsibility. Children from big families understand the real meaning of responsibility. They learn that if they don't do their duty, someone else will suffer. Consequently, their moral development moves from self to others, taking root more deeply. They grow to be givers, not takers. These are only some of the benefits of growing up in a big family. These life lessons can be learned more naturally and help to create our character. Our families are what make us who we are today. Through their chores and their handling of responsibilities around the house, they contribute to the family's welfare. They grow in self-knowledge, self-confidence, and self-reliance.
Speaker 5.
I have many fond memories of playing basketball with my siblings in the garden. Often our parents would join in on the fun, and we would have two full-size teams in our backyard. This gives children great opportunities to practice good sportsmanship. Nowadays, it seems to be harder to find a 4-bedroom house, but you will need a 7- or 8-bedroom one if you have a big family. You can live in the country where it's easier to find a bigger house. It's also not easier to move because altogether there's a lot of stuff to take, so you need a van to move from one place to another.
That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I will remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.